a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard to the Tuesday night edition of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. How are you? My name is Mike Chambers, and we're the 22nd of January, 2008. If you're listening to this on a rebroadcast, or you've downloaded the archive, and a lot of people are doing it. Very cool, and I'm still tickled how the people download this show. That absolutely blows it. Still blows my mind to this day. We're going to talk about the economy tonight. Want to hear from you. This is a chance for you to talk about today. Our number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And like I said last night, with so much going on, I didn't want to really start scheduling guests until I kind of knew where all this was going. And it looks like disaster was averted today. And, but boy, when you start looking at what happened around the world, and we were talking about that in depthly last night, numbers, like 300 billion in the last 3 weeks, in Australia, same thing in India. This is huge. The amount of money, that has just gone bye-bye. Is absolutely incredible. We're going to talk about the economy tonight. Anything else you want to talk about, we're going to get into as well. Don't know if you heard it yet, but little Freddie Boy has left the race. The Weekend at Bernie's candidate, Fred Thompson, officially withdrew today. I didn't know that he actually had shown up. It's kind of like his last words after releasing the statement was, "Can I go back to bed now?" You know that he watches old Law and Order episodes from his bed. but I mean, this guy just never gained any traction, and that was obvious when he entered the race. You know, he said he was going to raise $6.1 million to start the race, ended up with like 3.6, and that took them extra time to get it, if I recall correctly. So he is out of the race. We can talk about Freddie Boy. Florida is coming up here in just a few days. And the debate is coming up on Thursday night, I believe. And Ron Paul will be included in the Florida debate that will be on NBC. And we can talk about that as well. Ron Paul needs to come back out strong. I mean, he has got to take these guys on. The field is winnowing down, and he needs to get his licks in, because the campaign, if he expects to win the nomination, if he wants to compete to win and start picking up delegates, he has got to come out swinging and convince the American people that he is the man. And of course, we know he is, but he's got to be the man. And we'll come back and talk some more. Want to hear from you. The number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You almost have to let that play. That's just Bohemian Rhapsody and Queen. You almost just have to let that bad boy go. But I will resist since it's like 6 minutes long. Galileo Figaro, Beelzebub. What a great song. What a great song. Freddie Mercury was weird, but man, they were a great band. Great bit. All of them with master's degrees, too, by the way, in varying disciplines. And as an early band, they made their own instruments. They were very resourceful as well. All right, it's open lines tonight. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Calls are starting to line up. We'll get to them here in just a couple of minutes. Real quick, though, it's Mouseketeer roll call time, and straight we go to the republicbroadcasting.org. chat room and a good group of folks in there. As always, matter of fact, it's almost duplicated what we had in there last night. Got Cherished Heart, Fresh, Grump, Gulag 2008, Kung Fu Instructor. Nap's over. Let's wake up. Well, it's not over for Fred Thompson. It's just starting. Knight Rider, Rebel for God, Rogue Dolphin, Snicky Weasel, and Suzette in the Republic Broadcasting.org chat room. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Aberry Jane, Allen.nyc, Amby, Boondock, Buffalo, Doug, Josh, K. Bowser, Chris, Lee, Michael, Mike CTW, and not Mike. And kind of a small crowd in the Midnight Rider Show chat room tonight. Ah, well, everybody's got the night off. There's been so much, you know, probably everybody's going to go, did we survive? Did we make it out? I hope so. But a strange day indeed. Last night, you know, the markets around the world were just in literal free fall in many areas. The markets open here within the first couple of minutes, dropped 400 points. Helicopter Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, steps in and magnanimously decides to provide us with a rate cut, not only a rate cut, but a rate slash of 0.75% down to 3.5%. And I think the window discount, what is it, 4%? And they're saying that they will possibly lower it another 0.5% when they have their regular meeting, which I think is next week. So stocks rally a bit and manage to close at just down 128.11. Could have been a lot worse, and lost a 1.06% of the volume of the Dow. Well, that means stocks are going to go up tomorrow. I don't know. A lot of people are saying that this is going to have a limited effect. And look, it's a Band-Aid measure. Because what he's done now, in effect, is he's doomed the dollar. And its value is going to start going down. Oil prices are going to start sneaking right back up again. Because you have to remember that the price of oil is tied to the dollar, and the dollar's value has been tied to the oil. And as the inflation increases, the price of oil goes up and the dollar's value goes down. So we're going to keep watching it. Let's take a quick phone call. Hi, Henry. Thanks for welcoming, for waiting, and welcome to the show. You're on the Midnight Rider. Henry, are you there?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
All right. Here, there was something I wanted to ask you about. It has to do with property, something I found. You might find it interesting. Here it is. You know, this is a catalog that sells these different things. Have you ever heard of the word is A? Well, let me clear up the line. Okay.
Yeah, you get static all over your line. Is the NSA listening to us?
Yeah, there is, because of the water. All right, maybe that's better. Okay.
There we go.
All right. Have you ever heard of, it's A-L-L, I'm trying to find it here, A-L-L-O, like allodial, title, A-L-L-O-D-I-A-L, and patent land status.
I've heard of allodial title, and
where you don't, the actual title or deed that you have is not the actual ownership, and if you get...
Right.
How is it pronounced again? Allodial?
Allodial.
Allodial. Okay, allodial title, right. I was wondering if you might have a guest on about that.
You know, that's kind of one of those that's in the pipe too, Henry, to talk about. Because there's a bunch of these little side issues, allodial title being one of them. I've talked to a bunch of people who say they're now sovereign citizens. And when you ask them to explain it to you, they can't explain it. And you say, "Well, lay this out for me," and they'll try to, and none of it makes any sense. Then I've heard programs where people talk about being a sovereign citizen, and you sit and listen to it, and it sounds like a bunch of literal gobbledygook.
I'm
kind of like you. I'm on this journey along with everybody else. I've only been awake, you know, two and a half years now. And so I'm learning a lot of this stuff as we go along, and you see this stuff, and somebody will, you know, start spouting off stuff. Well, you need to do this, you need to do that, do that. And, okay, tell me how this works. How's it work for you? Well, I'm just telling you, this is what you need to do. No, tell me how it works, and tell me how you've used it to your benefit.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
That's a lot of the problem. A lot of these people come back and say that they can't. But allodial title, I think, is something that's real. And we'll try to do some shows on it, because I've heard it talked about. And if any of the listeners know about Allodial Title, have them call in.
Well, explain to briefly, you know, what exactly is that? That deals with the property, but what?
Wikipedia says that allodial title is a concept of, in some systems of property law, describes a situation for real property, land, buildings, fixtures, is owned free and clear of any encumbrances, including liens, mortgages, and tax obligations.
Right.
Allodial title is inalienable in that it cannot be taken by any operation of law for any reason whatsoever.
Right. Right. Well, I got some. There's something here, the catalog here called Tools of Freedom. Hold on one second. Let me try to put this on. Hold on. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, here it is. Exhaustive research guide on allodial title includes interviews by experts, actual treaties, forms, instructions, answers to commonly asked questions, learn how to get free and clear title to your home or property with a valid land patent.
Whose catalog is this?
All right, I'll tell you. It's called toolsforfreedom.com. It's 800-770. Wait, let me get rid of the sound.
It's a crappy
phone wire. All right, that's better. It's a crappy phone wire. It's 800-770-8802. 800-770-8802. Press option 1, or you can go to tools, like the band Tool, but with an S, toolsforfreedom.com. And they actually do have a catalog in print, so it doesn't have to be strictly on the web. Also, you mentioned something about the band Queen. I didn't know that they had master's degrees. Or you're talking about another band?
No, the band Queen, every member had a master's degree.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it wasn't music. It was something else.
I don't think any of them were music majors, no. But I think one was like an engineer, and different, very varying degrees, but I think I remember one of them being an engineer, but I couldn't tell you which one.
All right. Well, I will tell you this, though. This particular catalog, I got it for quite a while. I'm thinking about ordering the information. I don't necessarily just believe anything that's in it. What I would do is buy the information, because what they do is they sell it. This thing with the allodial title, that's $85, but most of the stuff in here is like $5 for information, $10 for the information to give you the sources. And sometimes I've done these things in the past with a different catalog and checked these things out, and a lot of times they have proved to be true.
Right.
And a lot of people that's the thing. You got some things that are scams and are shams and rip-offs, and then there's some things that are not. And then you got to
it's weeding through the chaff to find the wheat.
Right. But sometimes I find out that a lot of times I get the real stuff. The thing. You just have to try it. Like, they even had something else in here with some motor. Well, I won't get into that, but I guess they'll get the latest thing. Anyway, toolsforfreedom.com, or again, 800-770, so that's 770-8802, and they could request a catalog in print if they don't have web access.
Cool. So, yeah, I'll take a look at the site. I didn't know about the site. In fact, I'm there now.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, they got
now,
a lot of stuff.
Tell me about this guy with the Hemp USA. You told me you're going to have him on.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get him on. I've not called him yet.
I didn't know he gives free
product.
Shipping either.
Yeah, he does free shipping. And
I mean,
quite honestly,
States.
Tom doesn't make a lot of money doing this as far as the import of the seeds and the powder. That all comes from Canada because you can't grow any of that or process it here.
Yeah, you know, that's the disgusting thing about here. Like you told me about France has one thing with the blocks, with the cement. I really would like to get, if you can get some information on that, because...
Yeah,
that's amazing. Also, see, there's so much with these people that they tried to legalize marijuana here a couple of times.
Right.
Even California, and Massachusetts got better sense than some of those other states. And all they were really worried about is some teens getting high and having sex, and that's all they care about. But see, the European countries don't think that way. There's a lot of practical energy things we could use for hemp. We can certainly cut down on wasting all this business and office paper that we use by cutting down a lot of tree pulp and using hemp paper.
I'll talk a little bit more about Tom on the other side of the break.
Yeah, okay, I'll listen. And, I'll listen on.
All right.
You take care.
We're going to grab a break. Rodney in Texas will be up after the break as well. and we'll come back and talk some more. We'll dig into the economy, too. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
On the Midnight Rider here. Oh, yeah. All right. 800-313-9443. And since Tom James and Hemp USA are our sponsor here on RBN, let me tell you about Tom. Tom is a super guy. I like Tom an awful lot. And Tom is one of these guys. He advertises on my network as well. And Tom is one of these guys that just picks up the phone and calls you and says, "How you doing?" And he just calls to check these hemp seeds and the hemp powder. Let me tell you, I've stopped taking them for a week because I keep them in a bowl here
that are by me. And every time the kids come and get my bowl of seeds, I don't realize it for a couple of days. Because I just a habit of just going over and picking them up and that kind of thing when I see it there. And I went a week once without taking the hemp seeds or the hemp powder. And, I mean, my gosh, I felt terrible. Just run down, just awful. And I started taking them again. And within just hours, like, okay, Mikey's back. It's all right. We're ready to go. And the energy level that this stuff gives you is incredible because it's pure nutrition. The hemp powder is 50% protein. And then the seeds themselves, like 25% protein, all the amino acids and everything that are in this. Man, it is huge. But Tom is a great guy. And we're going to have him on. We'll do a full show on, or at least an hour, talking about hemp and its many uses. I may also get a guy named Jan Irvin on as well to talk about it as well. I've done a couple of shows on it's been a long time since I've done a show with Jan, but I've done a couple with Tom where we talked about hemp, and we'll have him on because there's just so much you can do with it. I mean, this is a pure food, and it's just a crying shame that it has to be imported, can't be grown here. Over 60,000 uses, and that number keeps going up of things that hemp can be used for. Parts of the hemp plant, the seeds, all of that. I know a guy who in Korea mixes it up in his smoothies and stuff, the oil, the hemp oil. And this guy's in his 40s, and he hits a boxing bag every day, punching bag every day. Where before, he could do it maybe once a week. And he says his workout's just incredible now, what he was able to do. And everything I've heard from everybody, I've not heard anybody say, I hate this hemp seed stuff. I hate this hemp powder. I've not heard anybody say anything. And, I mean, nearly everybody who goes into the Midnight Rider Show chat room is on the hemp. And everybody's trying it. It is good stuff. And let me tell you, you vacuum seal it to last for 5 years. Up to 5 years. Tom thinks it'll last longer, but he says 5 years. But this is good stuff, and Tom is a great guy, and I wouldn't tell you it's good stuff if I wasn't taking it, and I wasn't eating this stuff myself. I mean, it is good stuff. I can't eat it on the air because the seeds and stuff get caught up in the teeth and stuff. And I mean, he says, "Oh, but it's good." And he's adding additional products and things to his whole line, all revolving around hemp oil and just the things that you can do with it. Oh, well, he's got hemp coffee too, Gulag. So they like to kick his coffee addiction. He's got hemp coffee as well. So he might not be kicking it. It's very good. It gives a nice kind of natural taste to it. I've not tried the coffee yet, but this is what he's told him. So I'm very. I've been very impressed with it. And I mean, I've tried other things. And nothing lights me up like this hemp does. I mean, I feel great with it. And feel like $1 million. Where the week that I didn't take it, I get 9 or 10 o'clock, and I just be dragging. And I think, oh, gosh, dude, I got to do the Midnight Rider that hour. Tonight is, all right, let's go. Get it on. And because you're taking him, and you're doing your thing with it, and it's cool stuff. But once you start, don't stop. Don't start. And for people who have problems with, you know, bowel problems and the like, the shells and the seeds, it's actually a nut. They do great for cleansing the colon and that type of stuff. Yes, they even have salted hemp seeds as well. Kung Fu instructors asking that in the chat room. So, but yeah, hempusa.org. Hempusa.org. Ronnie, we'll hold you till after the break. I'm sorry. We also got Perry in Iowa there that's holding as well. And if I remember right about this allodial title thing, I've heard it mentioned and referenced to lands in Texas. And I think those were lands that were deeded by the Spanish to people in Texas. And if I remember right, I think that's where that particular case of it applies. How would it apply in the rest of the country? I don't know. But we'll come back. We'll talk with Rodney on the other side. First thing, I promise, if you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
9443. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Midnight Rider here on this Tuesday night, the 22nd of January. Let's go straight to the telephone. And Rodney, who has been patiently waiting, I hope he has some hemp seeds that have been able to keep him awake and ready to go. Rodney, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call this evening.
My pleasure.
Yeah, Mike, I did, before I launch into my comments about the economy, I was curious about the hemp seeds. Have these hemp seeds been genetically altered? Because in the commercial it says no THC in it. I always thought that that was supposed to be the active ingredients.
Well, it's not marijuana. It's a cousin to the marijuana plant.
Okay.
See, hemp was grown in this country for centuries.
Yeah.
Founding fathers grew it.
Right. But has hemp, and forgive me for my ignorance, has it ever contained THC? And it's original.
I think some strains of it do, yeah, but this particular strain does not.
Okay.
Like I said, it's a cousin. Right. It's a cousin to it.
Well, I guess my main question was, in order for them to say that it contained no THC, I was thinking, well, maybe it's been genetically altered so that they could take the THC out of there and not get into any type of legal battles. But mm-hmm. You're saying that it's just a particular strain of hemp that.
Yeah, it's a cousin of the marijuana plant. How the whole history of how hemp was and marijuana was banned in this country all boils down to two competing newspaper owners. One was William Randolph Hearst.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah, I've read the history. All of it has been a sham, you know, mm-hmm. You know, I have personally no problems with the hemp. The problem that I have is mainly the establishment, the authorities, people like that, William
right.
Randolph Hearst and people like that who use propaganda to give hemp and marijuana and these sort of naturally occurring plants banned in this country. So I don't have a problem with it. I know that it's got a lot of medicinal benefits. And like you said, probably, what was it, in the thousands of other uses?
Over 60,000.
So, but anyway, I'm going to, just on your own, your merit, the comments that you made about it, I'm going to try that stuff because I have times where I feel like I'm mentally a little sluggish.
Right.
And hopefully this stuff will give me that pick-me-up or like what you said that you have from time to time. And but now what I'd like to ask or mention is today I was listening to Bloomberg via satellite.
Right.
And they had one of their expert economists on there, Shapiro. I forget the guy's first name. But he just came right out and said it's inevitable that this economy is going to completely collapse.
Inevitable. Oh, no doubt. Yeah, it's inevitable.
But now for people who listen to RBN and your show and other shows on RBN and others, we're hit at a curve. You know, the problem is the general public, they listen to President Bush and his lies.
Mm-hmm.
He says one thing out of one side of his mouth, but his actions and what comes out of his mouth don't match up. But sometimes people, they don't, because they're so dense, they can't put the two and two together. But this guy, in fact, what shocked me, Mike, is how calmly he said it. In fact, there was almost he was almost giggling when he said, it's inevitable that this economy is going to crash. And by the way, you said that Bernanke was going to have another rate cut? Well,
quite possibly next week, yeah.
Well, actually, you said after the feds meet again, but on Bloomberg today, they actually said that these people have already met. They actually had the meeting over in Zurich, Switzerland, the financial leaders of the world.
Right.
So the orders have already came down and been given to Bernanke as to what to do. And, you know, so we're just basically just waiting you know, to get the reaction from what, the elitists have already decided, the people who are on the inside. So this is going to be a rough ride for a lot of people. I know that I call some other shows and I argue with some of these people who try to pretend as though nothing is going on and they claim that the economy is going to turn around, but when you ask them, well, what do you base that on? They can't tell you. And all of the evidence clearly show that this has been done deliberately. So, you know, I thought I'd call in and see what you had to say about that. I mean, I know I heard you say that there was going to be another rate cut after a meeting, but it was my understanding from listening to Bloomberg that meeting has already taken place.
I wouldn't be surprised. And so the next week, they may all just walk in a room and it's a formality, and they walk right back out and say, "Here's the rate cut."
It's all window dressing, and the last people to find out are the people who generally get their information through mainstream media, controlled media, and they don't listen to good shows like yours.
Yeah, did we lose Rodney there? Okay, we lost Rodney. And thanks for the comments, Rodney. They're gonna keep doing this, it's gonna ease down just slowly. I mean, they're not gonna let the thing just crash overnight, because imagine the panic that sets in. And I mean, it's just, you want economic Armageddon. It's gonna occur, but they're gonna slow bleed us. Because again, you want the ride down to be as unnoticed as possible. So that when you're in it, you're finally in it. There's no getting out of it. Nobody can do anything. Just say, "Help me, please." There've been analysts on who've been talking about embracing the Amero last year, and I've got an old clip from CNBC here. And if I can find it, I'll play it. Matter of fact, I played it on this program once or twice before, where these analysts are talking about embracing the Amero. And the like. I mean, this is planned. This is blatant of what they're wanting to do, and they're just going to bring it down easy, and that way, again, you don't have everybody paying attention to it, everybody all in a flutter, trying to figure out what's going to happen, because when it happens, it is not going to be pretty. And you, of course, these yaks are always wanting to be around to pick up the crumbs anyway. And as they've always done, come in and siphon everything up for pennies, where everybody's, hard work and lifeblood have been put into it. It's so sad, and it is so wrong that it just... But this is the world we live in. I mean, listen to this clip from earlier this year.
Dollar drop. We're coming into a cyclical bottom for gold, and it rises going into December, January. So that might be the reverse of the dollar fall. Apart from that, I think one thing people who are dollar-based need to focus on is the Amero. That's the one thing that nobody's talking about, but I think it's going to have a big impact on everybody's life in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. If you Google it, you'll find out all about it.
Well, you could tell us a little bit more right now.
You always hear it on CNBC, don't you? The Amero is the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico to make a borderless community, much like the EU, and the dollar, Canadian dollar, U.S. dollar, and the Mexican peso replaced by the Amero.
You really think that will get any leeway?
You may want to visit a couple of websites and see how far along it is. The Canadians are pretty upset about it.
So there you go. I mean, they're already saying, "Hey, dollar, I'm going bye-bye. Here comes new currency." I mean, this has been in the works for a long, long time, and the ride's coming down, and we're all going down for the fall. And they're going to pop the police state in on us. They're working that now. And so when the bottom falls out, the police apparatus is already there. Boom, it's locked down. It's controlled. We're third world country. Perry in Iowa, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider. Are you there, Perry? Hello, Perry. Come in, Perry.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. I just have a question, and here's my question. I've heard that the reason... we're over there in Iraq, and I've heard this is Bush's excuse, and I don't know if there's any truth to that or not, but I heard the reason we're over there is to keep the terrorists from coming over here. My question is, wouldn't the money be better spent over here keeping the terrorists out of our country than over there fighting a war that we can't win?
Well, that would make perfect sense. We're not over there to fight terrorists. We're there to seize resources.
That's what I think too. But
yeah,
yeah. I guess that, you know. Now that's a good point.
And it's not for the free flow of oil. It's to control the oil and drive the price up. When Bush took office in 2001, oil was at $19 a barrel. And at one point in time, Iraq was pumping out 2 million barrels of oil a day. That was in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And they had said that by 2010, they were going to be rivaling Saudi Arabia. Now, where's all this oil? If you've got 2 million barrels coming on the scene a day, that sounds like to me that the price would be going down instead of going up.
Right. Do you believe that the reasoning behind that is because Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney have a lot of investments in the oil companies? That's the way I understand it.
Well, I think that's the superficial part of it. The real reason is if you control resources, you have power.
Exactly.
And in a world where resources are becoming more and more key, you've got an emerging economy like China. Russia's economy is reemerging, and they're doing more things. That the control of resources is going to become more and more important. We've already got the United States military setting up a command structure in Africa. They're looking for an initial base. They're trying to get into Morocco to set up AFRICOM, because that's going to be the next battlefield for the resources. Huge amounts of oil in Africa.
Here's another question for you. I also understand that China owns the majority of the steel mills in this United States now. Have you heard that?
Well, they're producing most of the steel, but not here. Of the steel mills that are left here, I don't know how many are owned by Chinese interests. But most of the steel that we're getting is being produced from China and imported.
Right, but I've also heard that they're buying up the majority of the steel mills here, which is not a good thing either.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, because again, then what you do is you totally lock down the market and make us totally dependent on them.
Right. It's a monopoly.
Right.
Right. If that's in fact true, you know, the day of the $30,000 Knight's car is going to be gone, the day of the $250,000 combine is going to be gone, and such and such.
Oh, yeah, because what's going to happen... That's going to be gone, but at the same time, China's going to take the steel, and all the steel that came from out of the bulk of it that came from the Twin Towers went to China. So what they're doing is they're reusing that steel, melting it down. They're going to make cars out of it, sell them from plants through Mexico up in the United States, and put cheap cars on the market here. It's not going to help the auto worker here. It's just going to finally kill off the auto industry in the U.S.
Yeah, well, it's basically getting killed off day by day anyway.
Oh, yeah, day by day. But, I mean, they're just going to further eliminate the manufacturing jobs that are here in this country. And the manufacturing jobs that do exist, they can't find skilled people to do them because everybody was told to go and learn about pooters.
Yeah. Well, and another bad thing is, too, is when it gets to the point where they completely take over the manufacturing jobs, that's when stuff's going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
Because they've got control of it. They can control the market.
Exactly, and as this economy tanks, and what will happen is nobody has any money, therefore the demand for these goods is going to go down. They'll also constrict the supply, and the price will go sky high. Walmart won't be talking about the their low prices. Hey, they won't have to. It'll be milk at eight bucks a gallon.
Yeah, you're right. Huh. Okay, well, thanks for chatting with me.
Hey, you're welcome. I mean, these guys have been smart. They've screwed us eight ways to Sunday.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, they've got it wired. And, they've been at this a long time. But I appreciate your call, Perry. Thanks so much for calling.
You bet. Bye.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, they've wrapped this up and bundled this quite well. And the only thing we can do at this point is we've got to alert people and have them get prepared. And we've got to start working on getting this country back. I mean, that's the whole part of this this Ron Paul revolution, is us getting the country back. Before we have to start firing, getting out the pea shooters and start firing. Because I don't want that. Nobody wants that. And, we just have to sit and focus and get busy. I mean, if this economy,
going south has been planned. I mean, I've been talking about it for a year and a half. The entire time I've been on radio, that's what we've been talking about. Is that to bring about a North American Union, they have to take this economy and the economy of Canada, and lo and behold, they're going to take the economies all around the world out of this deal. Canada's dollar, 4-month low. And as the economy goes worse here, it's going to affect Canada as well, because most of Canada's economy is derived from exports to the United States, and a lot of that to the auto industry. And their economy is going to go south as well. Now, Mexico's fine because they ain't got none. We are their economy. They've got oil money, and the second largest portion of the Mexican economy is money being sent back from Mexicans here in the United States back to relatives in Mexico. How's that for an economy? So they're going to be just dandy. They're loving it. The peso's on the rise, dollar's on the drop. Hey, they're going to emerge. Back in a minute with more if you'd like to join us. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces. You know. sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Let me tell you the truth is in my eyes.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, I got caught up and listening to the Undisputed Truth. A little smiling faces sometimes. It is Tuesday night. It's open lines. Let's go to Dave in Ohio. Dave, thanks for waiting here on the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
I heard you talking about the dollar being tied to the oil, the barrel
right.
of oil. And
right.
I've also... understand that that's called the oil standard. I wanted you to explain that a little bit more, if you could, for me. And just explain that. I can't really get my mind around that. I'm sorry for being sounding so ignorant.
No,
about that.
No. What it is since the dollar has no innate value itself, and it's been the reserve currency, and it's been tied to oil, and so oil was what gave the dollar its value. Because of the mere fact it was used to purchase the oil.
Okay.
So that's what gave the dollar its value and its strength. But as the more and more dollars were printed, and they stopped reporting the M3 report about a year and a half ago, and that was the report that told people how many dollars were being printed. So in the meantime, you have to assume basically that there's a huge glut of dollars out there. And since they've stopped reporting the M3, inflation has been continuing to rise, and it's really going up. That's one of the reasons why the cost of oil is so high.
Right.
Is due to the inflation of the dollar. You've got clerics and people in Saudi Arabia who are telling the Saudi Arabian government to get rid of the dollar as the peg for oil because of the amount of the high inflation that they're having to endure in Saudi Arabia. It's the same thing in a lot of other countries. Costa Rica uses the dollar as their national currency. And so they're experiencing the same type of inflation that we're experiencing here as well. Go ahead.
Am I to understand that inflation strictly means to inflate, means to increase the money supply?
Well, what it means is that the more...
It doesn't mean price rising. It just means that you're increasing the money supply in circulation, correct?
Right, but what that leads to is because the dollar is worth less, it does lead to higher prices.
Right. Yeah, there's so much of it out there, correct?
Right. Yeah. So it's like in Germany before World War II, you could take a wheelbarrow full of German marks, and all you could get for it was a loaf of bread. People were using it for kindling in the fireplace. It was worth nothing.
I've seen a photo of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny, I shouldn't laugh.
Well, but it very well may likely happen here. But I appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks for being on the program. We got a break. We'll come back after, and we'll talk to Mike and Austin, plus you at 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider, and you're tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.